Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah. Yes. Christ is all. All the glory to me. Hallelujah. See, yes, Christ is all.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, choir.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
They sing.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. If I don't preach today, I don't have any excuse.
Amen. No excuse.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's all right.
Come to you this afternoon. I bring you greetings from Christian Living and Learning Center, CLLC, one of God's great little churches. With one of God's great little choirs.
Amen.
I come to you this afternoon giving all honor and all praise to Almighty God, who certainly the head of my life, me and mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to recognize all of the clergy that's in the house.
Amen.
I'll start up here with
Amen.
Reverend, my friend, Reverend
Glory.
William Moser, the shepherd of this house.
And Amen.
His lovely wife is somewhere around where she is somewhere, Dr. Annette Mosley.
Uh-huh.
And Minister Shirley Winston, she's somewhere, she is there. And to my own staff, Reverend Macmillan is there in the front row, and Minister Riley. And my lovely wife is over there in the corner. It's an honor, it's a privilege, and as always, it's an awesome, awesome, awesome responsibility
yes.
to stand before you and profess mm-hmm. the Word of God. Let us go to God in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for your servant listens.
Mm-hmm.
Speak, Lord, for unless you speak, I will have nothing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Speak, Lord, for someone is
yes.
waiting.
Yes.
Yes, God.
Speak, Lord, for someone needs to hear a word.
Yes.
Speak, Lord, for somebody has a wandering mind, Lord, and they need for you to speak to
Lord.
Calm their spirit. Speak, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Do with me what you wish, Lord, but speak a word, Lord.
Uh-huh. Word, Lord.
Hide me way, way, way behind your cross, Lord, and speak a word that someone can hear from you, that someone may find out that it's something that I need, that I don't have yet. Speak, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We call on you, Lord, because we know that we can count on you.
Yes.
We call on you, Lord, because you have never, ever failed us yet.
Mm-hmm.
Take control, Lord.
Take control.
From the pulpit to the pew.
Yes.
Have your way in this vessel,
yes.
in this place,
yes.
on this day.
Yes.
It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Those of you who have Bibles, if you wish, you can turn with me to the book of Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
Division number 84. When you get there, you can say amen. If you're still turning pages, you can say, help me, Lord. And if you don't have your Bibles, you can say, Lord, forgive me. I'll have them the next time. Psalms 84, it reads thusly. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
Yes.
Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand.
Yeah.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold for those who walk uprightly.
Yes.
O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
Amen.
And if you would just focus for a moment on the 10th verse. This is the 8th usher anniversary. Focus on the 10th verse. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. This scripture here coming from the 84th division of Psalms seems to suggest that blessed, the word blessed, it comprises at least three different aspects. Verse 4 there says, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. So dwelling in God's presence.
Yeah.
In order for you to be blessed, you have to dwell in God's presence.
Amen.
Verse 5 says that blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. So in order that you may be blessed, you need to be living in God's strength.
Come on, okay.
Some of us think we're pretty strong, but
you
need to be living in God's strength. I don't care how strong you are, how smart you are, but you need to be living in God's strength. That's what keeps you going when the world knocks you down.
That's
what picks you back up to be blessed. You need to be in God's strength. And in verse 12 says, blessed is the man that trusts in thee.
Yeah.
So you must be trusting in order to be blessed. You must be trusting in God's grace.
Yeah, amen.
You know, when you get up and you face the unknown every day, when you go out there on your job, you don't know what you might be facing, but you don't have to worry about it if you are trusting in God.
Amen.
When you walk and realize that nothing can happen to me, unless God ordains it. Nothing can happen to me. So I'm trusting in God.
Uh-huh.
I'm truly blessed.
Amen.
I want to ask you a question this afternoon. Are you blessed like that?
All right.
Amen.
I didn't hear nobody.
Amen.
Are you blessed like that?
Yes, sir.
Are you blessed so that when you get up and leave this place, you don't have your head hung down? Are you blessed like that? When somebody says the wrong thing to you, that it rolls off your back, are you blessed like that?
All right. Come on now.
All right now.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
I heard Reverend Moses talking a few minutes ago, and he's talking about what it was back in the day. You, some of us can remember when it was fairly commonplace that you would spend all day in church. I feel good today because I've been all day in church. I've been fellowshipping all day, and it's just now getting to feel good to me.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, now.
Well, amen.
But we would spend all day in church worshiping and praising God. That was back when people sometimes would work 6 days. And they look forward to Sunday. They said, because when I get to church on Sunday, it'll be a day to get away from the cares and the concerns of this old world. A day when I can sit back and concentrate on the goodness of God and all that He's done for me. The saints used to come in the church sometime and they would come in shouting. They would come in saying hallelujah because they know that now that they're in God's place, that they're surrounded by God's people, then you can sit back and relax and praise God. And if you're living right, you can feel a peace that the world didn't give. You look back on last week, but you sit there and you say, but I feel a peace right now. And it didn't come from the world, but it's a peace that came from God. And it's a feeling that nobody can take away.
All right. That's right. Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. It seems that us as Christians, that we take the Ten Commandments real serious, most of us. We still remember it was back when God wrote the law, but we still know that murder is wrong. We know that you don't supposed to steal and commit adultery and idolatry and lying, all of those that God listed before when He gave the Ten Commandments to Moses. By and large, we still listen to all of those. We hear all of those, and we don't break those commands for the most part. Let me not speak for everybody. But what about that fourth commandment? That commandment that says, observe the Sabbath. For us, that would mean Sunday. That's when we come to worship God. But do we remember the way that God said in His Word? He said, remember the Sabbath day. To keep it holy.
Keep it holy.
6 days you can do what you want. You shall labor, but do all your work, but that seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. And on that day you should not do any work. You or your son or your daughter or your male servant or your female servant or your livestock or your sojourner who is within your gates.
All right.
For in 6 days,
the
Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, and he rested.
Yes, he did.
On the seventh day.
That's right.
Therefore, the Lord blessed the seventh day and made it holy. Y'all bear with me. We're going to go someplace today.
Yes, sir.
Some old-fashioned church. I think everybody here has been in church all day. And, and if you got your mind right, you're looking for something. You don't spend this much time anywhere unless you think you might get something out of it.
Yes.
Well, that's right. Man.
The Sabbath, one of the original 10 commandments that God gave to his people, in order to remember the day that God rested and obey him by doing likewise. God didn't offer this repetitive rest as a suggestion that might be good for us. He gave it as a commandment.
That's right.
It's something that God valued so much that he set it in stone. He said, my people that are called by my name ought to be looking forward to Sunday. They ought to go day by day. They said Monday, but here comes Monday, but then comes Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm almost there. If I can just make it a few more days, and then I can find myself at Sunday. Hallelujah. You ought to wake up on Sunday morning.
That's right.
With singing in your heart.
All
right. The songwriter said this morning,
when
I rose, I didn't have no doubt. I felt like singing. I felt like shouting, and I felt like running. Some of us think running like we used to, but we can pick up one foot in front of the other. So it's Sunday morning, and all I'm going to do is go in and spend it with the Lord.
That's right.
Ain't going to worry about everything else.
That's right.
What's going on out there? I'm going to go and spend Sunday with the Lord. It's a commandment. You see, we're not under the law anymore, but Jesus' life and death and resurrection freed us from the burden of having to fulfill the law. We no longer have to live in perfect alignment with the law in order to have our right relationship with God.
Come on now.
However, that doesn't nullify the goodness of the commandments.
That's right.
In the first place. Christ came to fulfill the law for us, but not to abolish it.
Right.
See, the rules that he wrote in stone, they were good gifts from God to his people. And,
that's right.
And they still are.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I hope somebody is praying with me today, because somebody is going to get a blessing. If somebody just loosen up and let go. You've been here all day anyway. You all to carry something out here with you, so you might as well open up and let the Lord bless you.
Hallelujah.
Y'all just bear with me a few minutes, but although Moses told me that I can stay here as long as I want.
You're home.
But there's a lot in this scripture. And let me just see if the Holy Spirit and I can unpack just a little bit of it. Keep in mind that question I posed to you earlier. Are you blessed like that?
Blessed like that.
And I just want to offer you, the ones that's taking notes, just offer you a few points here, and then I'm going to preach.
All right.
You know, that was good or bad.
All right with me.
You see, there are some actions that you need to take. They're required in order for you to enjoy the blessings of God. So what do you need to be blessed?
Like that.
Like that. You see, first of all, you need to be obeying God's command.
Come on now.
You need to be in the right place.
Right place.
At the right time. He said, the Sabbath is for me. So he said on Sunday, if you come to church on Sunday, don't come like it's gotta go to church this Sunday. You ought to be jumping up and out the door. People can't keep you out of the church. These doors here ought to be so full.
Yes, sir.
Man.
So you ought to be obeying God. And he says, be in the right place. On Sunday, you ought to be in church. On God's day. Then in order for God to bless you, you need to be operating within the confines of your gifting.
All right.
Doing what God has gifted you to do.
That's right.
Not what he's gifted somebody else to do.
That's right.
Do what God has gifted you to do. And then when you come to church to be blessed, that third thing you ought to be
anticipating
the move of God.
Amen.
Anticipating the move of God. I didn't say expecting it, because see, when you're expecting something, you figure it out in your own head. Here's what's going to happen. You're trying to figure it out, so you are expecting something. But when you anticipate that, see, you anticipate the move of God. You say, I don't know what God might do, but whatever God does, then it's all right with me. But I'm anticipating God doing something, otherwise I wouldn't have been in church. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for something. I'm looking for something. Hallelujah. Anyway, he blessed me. It's all right. I'll be satisfied. Obeying God's commands in the right place. The right time, when you're dwelling in God's presence. That seventh verse says that they go from strength to strength. Every one of them. And in Zion, they appeared before God. You see, if you unpack that scripture, when they talk about appearing before God in Zion, it was three holidays that God told his people to come together and worship him. One of them was unleavened bread, and the others was weeks, or what we call Pentecost. And then that was the Feast of Tabernacles. So he commanded them to come three times, and just like he commands us to take the Sabbath and keep it holy. So he tells us to come together once a week.
Come on now.
Just once a week.
When he gave the original command back in Deuteronomy 16 and 16. But he said for them to appear before them, and he said, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. In other words, he said, come with something.
Come with something. That's right. That's right.
And God is not asking for that much. He said, just come with a sacrifice of praise. He said, when you come to my house, don't come and sit back sophisticated and don't want to soak in what God can do. If God moves on you, he might not move on everybody the same way, but when he moves focus on somebody.
Right.
Then don't just sit there and hold it in. If God says, say hallelujah, then say hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Come with thanksgiving in your heart. God brought you through all the last week. You might think that you did it, but God brought you through last week.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. Yes, thank you, God.
Thank you.
Come with thanksgiving in your heart and singing in your mouth and running in your feet.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you can operate within the confines of your gifting, living in God's strength.
Yes.
Yeah.
You see this scripture here. We can't be sure about the author. These preachers know what I'm talking about. When you start studying it, you look and they say that we're not sure who wrote that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come on now.
Amen.
So the Psalm 84 is one of those that some suspect that it was written by King David. And others think that it was written by the sons of Korah.
Yeah.
But this difference of opinion allows us a unique view into who God can bless.
Yes.
All right now.
Yes.
You better listen to me.
Yes,
this might be tricky.
Jesus.
See, maybe it was written by one of the ancestors of Korah. Or maybe it was written by King David himself. You see, if it was written by one of the ancestors of one of the sons of Korah, they had gone through something.
Come on now,
yeah.
Stop.
The sons of Korah, you see, they all represented those whose life, their ancestry had hit rock bottom.
And, yes.
It probably is nobody in here that's ever hit rock bottom. This is New Horizon. It's sophisticated like CLLC. So. But see, the sons of Korah had hit rock bottom. And in today's language, we would say they came from a bad family.
Yeah.
You see the story, and I won't take long on that, but see that story of the sons of Korah. They came from the tribe, from Levi, and and what happened was, Korah was the grandson of Kohath, who was the son of Levi. But he began to run with a group of folk that said, I'm tired of all these silly rules. And there's those other folk that's in the same line. They my kin folk, but they doing stuff differently.
Yes,
so they got upset and they started raising sin and saying we're going to change this and we're the lowest thing on the totem pole and God got word of it and he told Moses he said tell them to come to gather and he told them to come and gather around and listen to what you have to say and warn everybody else to stay away from them because they've decided that they know better than God.
All right. Well, all right.
And my Bible tells me Moses looked at him. He said, if your life goes on and you die just like everybody else do, and then that's fine. That means that I didn't get a word from the Lord. But he said, but if the Lord does something that he's never done before, then he's trying to tell you something. And my Bible tells me that when he said it, that the earth, it split open. Hallelujah.
Hey,
it's just saying numbers. I didn't make that up. They say it split wide open and it swallowed up Korah and all of his group. It said that God said, you can't do what I want you to do, then you won't be doing anything at all. You see, it's important that you operate within the confines of God's gift. And if God tells you to man the door, then you man the door. If God tells you to cook, then you cook. If God tells you to sing, then you sing. But don't tell God how to run his business.
Amen. Come on, real. That's all right. That's all right.
So if this psalm was written by one of the sons of Korah, I can imagine them saying, look what he brought me from.
Hallelujah.
And maybe this psalm was written by David.
Baby.
One who has been exposed to God's grace at an early age. Those are the ones that people say they come from a good family. But see, even when you come from a good family, you can get off track sometimes.
That's right.
The Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. But David had done wrong in his life and gotten off track. But David had understood the goodness of God and all that he could do, and he had asked for forgiveness, and God had forgiven David and restored David.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So it really doesn't matter who wrote it.
Yes.
Here's one thing they had in common. All authors say that no matter who wrote it.
Come on now.
That's right.
They both come looking for God.
All right now.
They both understood what his temple was. They both understood what it meant to come and be with the Lord. And they both desired to be in the house of the Lord.
That's right. Amen. That's right. That's right.
They both understood that for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand.
Yes,
I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. So this theological problem of authorship is minor in my view.
That's right.
It really doesn't matter whether King David or the doorkeeper was.
Come on now.
What matters is what God is saying to us through the scripture.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You see, too often we are not basking in God's grace.
Uh-huh.
And we're not resting in his strength.
Uh-huh.
We're not enjoying the peace of his presence.
All right.
Because instead of coming together in one place, on one accord.
Come on now.
Each according as God has called and gifted. We're in contention with one another. The preacher of the little church wants to be the preacher of the big church. The ushers think they ought to be in the choir.
Come on.
The backup singers in the choir wants to be the lead singer. But if we can stay in our own lane, so when you come in on Sunday morning, don't be trying to be promoted, and don't be trying to do something that you got no business doing. Just when you come to worship God Almighty,
amen,
bring what he equipped you with, and use what you got. You know, some of the preachers like me, we like to sing too, but we know how to get in the back and sing, if you enjoying Jesus just the same, and you can hum, and if you have to sing, you can get in your car.
That's right.
I sound good in my car.
Amen.
I know, because I told me so. But if you can stay in God's gifted,
that's right,
and just anticipate the move of God for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness.
That's right. That's right.
As Spurgeon puts it, the lowest situation in connection with the Lord's house is better than the highest position among the godly.
That's right.
God's worst is better than the devil's best.
Come on now.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So on this 8th anniversary, we consider where we've been.
Amen.
Yes.
What's up?
Us have stayed together for 8 years. I don't care what you're doing. Whether you're usher, choir, if anything stays together for 8 years.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. That's right.
I'm doing so.
Amen.
But when we consider where we've been and look at where you are now and think about where you're going, doing what God tells you to do.
Oh, yes.
God directed back in this scripture. He directed the people to celebrate three feasts. One of those feasts was the Feast of Pentecost.
Go ahead.
And it says something about Pentecost. It serves as an example. You see, when Pentecost happened, they were all in one place.
One place?
Somebody pray with me.
All right, go ahead.
Somebody pray with me.
Jesus.
They were all in one place.
One place?
And all on one accord. With their minds stayed on Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
See, I want you just to go there with me for a minute. And don't just think about yourself right now. But think about the saints around you. You see, you can close your eyes now. And I don't think you got any fear of being shot or somebody running you over. All you got to do now is just close your eyes. And concentrate on Jesus.
Yeah.
Concentrate.
Yeah.
All on one accord. And
hallelujah, God.
Think about your neighbor and what they might be going through.
Yeah.
You say, Lord, I don't have to worry about me. Because, Lord, I'm trusting in you. I know you got me. I'm not worried about me. Just answer my neighbors. There's somebody in here going through more than I'm going through. Lord, touch them right now. Where they sit, Lord. Here they cry, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
All on one accord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
It's all right. It's all right.
Got my mind on Jesus.
Yes.
Got Jesus on my mind.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes, man.
This 8th anniversary here at New Horizons.
Yes.
It doesn't matter
where
you came from.
That's right.
Or your previous background. No, nobody really cares what you did back then.
That's right.
It doesn't matter how you got to where you are. It doesn't matter what your current status is. It doesn't matter if you are the pastor or a member of the choir or the steward board or the usher. Just keep your mind stayed on Jesus.
Amen.
Anticipating Him coming. And what matters is individually that you hear and answer the call of God. What did he tell you to do, drummer? He told you to play drums.
Yes, sir.
He didn't tell you to get on the piano.
Right.
Not today anyway. You might be able to get on the piano.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And when we all collectively come together,
that's right,
as God commands, on a day, a special day, this is the 8th anniversary, New Horizon Usher Board, a celebration day, when we all come together in one place and on one accord and worshiping and praising God and in his house on his day, regardless of the station or position, then my Bible tells me that you can anticipate.
Hallelujah.
Good God Almighty.
Does
somebody need to be blessed?
Yes.
Does somebody need to be blessed? If somebody is going through something.
Right now.
Somebody going back and forth to the doctor, and the doctor's not getting any better. He's not telling you anything different. But you need to call on Jesus. You need to be on one accord. Listening to God, and on this long day.
Jesus.
It's almost over, y'all. It's almost over. Don't miss your blessing.
Yes.
Don't miss your blessing. Uh-huh. Just concentrate right now on Jesus. Concentrate on him and tell him about everything that you're going through.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Tell him all about it.
Thank you.
Tell him all about it. And
anticipate
him moving.
Yes, sir.
Anticipate God breaking in and doing a new thing.
Amen. Thank you, man.
Are you blessed?
Thank you.
Like that. All right.
Thank you,
Lord. Are you blessed like that when the world can beat you up?
Yes. Huh?
Knock you down, but you're not worried about it.
That's right. Hallelujah.
See, if I stayed down every time somebody knocked me down.
That's right.
All right now.
But it used to be that somebody could hurt me. Special people could hurt me. Special people could say the wrong thing to me until I got blessed like that. And when you get blessed like that, you see, people, they'll come against you and then the devil raise his head, but you say, that's all right because I'm blessed like that.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Do whatever you feel like doing.
Yeah.
I'm about to sit down. I'm about done, but I feel good. I feel good now because when you're blessed
like that,
you start to realize that everything is all right.
That's right.
For any of you out there that's looking ahead to next week, don't worry about next week. Don't worry about next week. Just bask right now in God's glory, knowing that God's got it all in control. Don't worry about it. You go out and tell the world. You know, some may have already gotten it, but some might get it today. You leave here. And people think you're a new person. And you tell them it's just because I'm blessed.
Like that.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't do nothing to me now.
Hallelujah.
See, this peace that I had. The world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it.
Where it come from?
The world can't take it away.
That's right.
To be blessed.
Like that.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we just thank you right now. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for putting up with us.
Hallelujah, God.
We thank you, Lord, for being who you are.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for blessing us in spite of us.
Yes, God.
We thank you, Lord, for being blessed
like that.
Yes.
We thank you right now, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We need to go back to the good old days. Get down on our knees, and pray. Go to church in the morning and stay all day. We need to go back to the old time religion. The good old days.